Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Yeah, so we're going to give you a chance to go to the circus coming up, but first, we've got the X-Files, so... Kim Kardashian, do you ever want to look like her? I mean, maybe not exactly. Well, yeah, why not exactly like her, right? She's pretty darn gorgeous. So I'll tell you how to look like her coming up. But first, this is exciting. There's going to be a remake of a movie that you watch. Actually, a sequel is going to be coming out to a movie that we watched growing up.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously.
Do you remember Twins? Arnold Schwarzenegger says that the sequel is currently being written. Of course, it starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, two of the most unalike people in the entire world, as twins. And he said, yeah, so they're still in the writing stage. Ivan Reitman's been dragging his feet a little because he wants to protect the first one. And he was worried the second one may be better or maybe worse. So we have that to look forward to. That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger's already saying. It's not going to be so good. Yay! Yeah. Okay, so this is super fun. You know, a lot of us grew up listening to music like this when we were younger. And we're not alone. So there is a country artist who says that Alanis Morissette's music changed his life. He said this album, Jagged Little Pill, was one of his top five favorites from the 90s. Every song, he says, was an absolute banger. And she's so talented. That record changed my life forever. So let's see if we can hear any of Alanis Morissette's influence in Matt Stell's song, Prayed For You. Okay, so let's go back up to Alanis Morissette. I hear it. Back down to Matt Stell. I mean, they're both music. I'll give them that.
They're music. I hear it. I do. I'm getting. Yeah.
So she's getting yes.
He's like
perfect.
He's feeling it. Like, but he's feeling it. And she's feeling it.
Okay. Okay.
That's how I'm feeling.
And you're feeling it. And you were feeling that Blake Shelton song just a minute ago, too. So I think you just are in a world of feels right now. Yeah. So anyway, I just think that it's interesting, though, that, you know, we hear from a new guy like Matt Stell, who grew up maybe not necessarily surrounded by country music, but all these other influences like Alanis Morissette. And I think that's kind of cool. The more we hear from him, I wonder if we're going to hear more of those influences as well. And finally, yeah, have you ever wanted to look like one of the Kardashians? I mean, seriously, for as much as I think that they are garbage kind of people, they're gorgeous,
they
right?
Are. Yeah.
So if you could have your makeup done by Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, how much do you think you'd have to pay for that? Because Neiman Marcus Fantasy Gifts Catalog is out. And one of the things that you can buy for that loved one on your list that is oh so difficult to shop for is a makeover with Mario whatever his last name is. So it's Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, and it's going to cost you $400,000.
Are you kidding me?
I am not. It includes two tickets to one of his master classes, a 1-hour makeup session, and a video of the results.
What?
$400,000.
I can't even wrap my head around that. You sure there's not a misprint?
No, $400,000. Although, I mean, it cost her a lot more to look like that than that. So,
wow.
I mean, let's just go there.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.